Accessibility Craft Podcast, where we explore the art of creating accessible websites while trying out interesting craft beverages. This podcast is brought to you by the team at Equalize Digital, a WordPress accessibility company and the proud creators of the Accessibility Checker plugin. And now, on to the show.
So today we are going to be looking at the accessibility in Lifter LMS, and I'm going to bring on our two people from Lifter, Chris and Kim. So welcome. We are so excited to have you here and willing to trust us to test the plugin. I wanted to give you the opportunity, though, for anyone who's not familiar with Lifter LMS, can you give a little bit of background on what Lifter is and how it can help WordPress websites?
Well, thanks for having us, Amber, Paula, Raga. We're really grateful to be here and have this opportunity and appreciate your effort helping us improve our accessibility at Lifter LMS. Lifter was born about 10 years ago. It's a learning management system for WordPress. You can use it for creating courses, training-based membership sites, certification programs. Why do we do all this? I like to say my life mission is, I'm lucky that my life mission is also our company mission, which is to lift up others through education. And I feel that education has the biggest opportunity to create ripples of positive impact in the world for all the world's people. So that's what keeps me motivated. You will not find somebody more obsessed with courses and online education than myself. So, and I'm grateful to be here to learn. Lifter, technically, we have a free plugin on the WordPress repository that you can download and get started. It's super powerful. We have about 22 other add-ons that add things like e-commerce, advanced quizzes, group management and education, and a lot of other things. We also have a full site editing block-based theme called SkyPilot. That's awesome. Lifter works with any, well-coded WordPress theme. And I'm just happy to be here and support the online education entrepreneurs, I call them, the people that are building online training, whether it's free in a school or somebody's trying to make money with their expertise, teaching what they know, or empowering businesses to train their team members, their prospects, their customers. We have everything from all the learning management system stuff, from courses to progress tracking, user accounts, advanced reporting, and data just around all that activity in the LMS, as well as the e-commerce engine for if you are going to sell your courses, memberships for bundling courses together and protecting other parts of the website, and some engagement features to create gamification through certification, achievement badges, personalized emails, and much, much more. We've been very busy over the past 10 years, and I'm excited to learn from you today. And I'll pass it over to Kim, one of my partners at Lifter LMS, who joined us in 2023. And she'll tell you a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to add that with a plugin like Lifter LMS, it's such a heavily used by a wide variety of people. And we want to make sure that the people building with Lifter LMS have accessibility baked in as much as possible with the things that they don't have to edit, that they can create their course content, and that the people taking them are able to access them no matter who they are or where they are in the world. So it's very important that this open source product has accessibility as a focus, both in the front end for the users, the students, and in the back end for the admins that are creating it. So yeah, we're just excited.
That's great. Yeah, we love to be able to do not just front end, but also admin accessibility testing. So we're going to do a little bit of both today, and we're excited to have you here. I'm going to pop Raga up here as well. So he is here. I'm going to go over just two quick guidelines for people who are watching, and then I'll stop sharing and let him take over, and we will dive into our testing. So the quick guidelines are the goal of this is to give voice to assistive technology users. So sharing ideas in the chat are welcome. If you see something or you want to inspect on the front end. And I think we can share a link in the chat to the front end of the site we're going to be looking at. That's great. And probably that will be helpful information for Chris and Kim and the people on their team. But we want to make sure that we're not invalidating Braga or another assistive technology user's experience, because this is their real world experience of the website. And then the second guideline that we always like to emphasize is that this meetup is intended to provide positive, actionable feedback for our plugin developers. I think it takes a lot of courage to be willing to come up here and publicly have someone look at your work and test it. And so, you know, we want to commend Chris and Kim for being open and willing to do that. This is not about, you know, saying that a plugin's really bad or whatever. We all have room for improvement. I know we just made some accessibility improvements in our own plugin that we were like, hey, why did we miss this? I don't know, but we fixed it, right? So we just want to have all of our attendees, please keep that in mind, that this should be positive and we hope to keep it positive. So I am going to stop sharing as soon as I figure out where that fun Zoom toolbar went. There we go. Raga, do you want to go ahead and share your screen and your sound?
Yes.
You have started screen share. Press F6 to switch between share preview WND.
All right. And I will put in the chat for anyone the link to just view the front end in case it's helpful for you to also look at this. We do have the speech viewer up. If it becomes problematic where it is, we might close it, but I think for now we're going to leave it up. So I think our first goal on the front end here was just looking through some of the courses. Can you give us a quick background though on this theme, Chris and or Kim, one of you? What theme is this using?
This is our theme called Sky Pilot.
Okay. So I think we're going to try mostly to do, I know it's like hard when you have a plugin where you might have short codes or blocks or something. So we're going to try to stick to the plugin, but since it's your theme, if something comes up theme related, then we might mention that as well. But Raga, I think what makes sense here is to view the courses. There's a link to view all courses. There's also courses in the nav, but I think if we want to get to just an archive of courses
to
as
content,
a first.
Banner land, navigation, blog link, courses link, courses submenu button collapsed, expanded. List with 6 items, technology link.
And feel free to give any feedback or thoughts on this nav since it's their theme. No, that's not plugin related, but.
Yeah.
Courses link focused linked. Courses submenu, courses. Your internet connection is unstable. Banner landmark navigation, navigation land, about link. Main landmark courses heading level 1. List with 18 items, link graphic financial independence retire early. Link featured link saving. Heading level 2, link financial independence retire early.
Oh, okay.
Lifter LMS quick start course link heading level 2. Financial independence Lifter business budget college planning link heading level 2. Out of main landmark courses heading level 1.
Interesting. So what whenever I press down arrow from here, where the courses
list with 18 items, mm-hmm. link graphic financial independence.
It says list of 18 items. So I thought 18 courses are there, which is form of a list, but all these courses are also inside heading.
Courses heading level 1. List with 18 items, financial independence retire early link heading level 2. Lifter LMS quick start course link heading level 2.
So what happens in browse mode when I'm pressing down arrow?
Courses heading level 1. List with 18 items, link graphic financial independence retire early. Link featured link saving. Heading level 2, link find graphic Vivian Carroll advanced.
So to go to the next list item, I think it's going to take time. Press down arrow. Normally, if it is just a navigation link like
out
here.
Out of list, banner land, navigation landmark list with 7 items, link about. Link blog, visited link courses.
Those are in list and it's easy to move to that content. But we already have headings here. List with 18 items. I don't generally use lists here.
So this is like an archive page where
yeah, the course page, yes.
Yeah, each post, right? Course, it's sort of functioning like a post grid, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a list. You're saying you don't like the list. I actually think I would put this in a list. So this is where some things are a little subjective, right?
Yes.
Or what's your thought on that?
It is subjective. As I said, you can move from list item to list item.
Lifter LMS Quick Start Course Graphic Link Business Budgeting Graphic
So
Link
if I
Budgeting
press
Link Business Budgeting
and
Link Head.
NVDA, I think it moves from list to list item to list item. So that is also available, but you already have headings
Business
also.
Budgeting Link Heading Level 2.
The only problem I face is when I press thinking that it is a list and I press down arrow and I see all this featured image, then the heading, then the content, the summary of the course, and then I press down arrow, I move to the second list item.
Because there's a lot of content inside each list item, it makes it harder to navigate with arrows.
Yes.
So one of the things that I'm seeing visually is, I think these might be categories. Feel free to tell me if we're wrong on this, Kim or Chris, for the courses above. So there's a percentage. Well, I can see it. Oh, maybe only because I'm logged in. You're not logged in. When I'm logged in, there's a percentage finish, but there's also the categories maybe for the courses.
Budgeting link.
And then the heading
link.
To, and then the author, and then what is maybe like the difficulty. So advanced, beginner.
Yeah, I'm going
Lifter
there.
LMS Quick Start Course Link Heading Level 2. Mm-hmm. Graphic Arthur Wells. Arthur Wells.
That is the author name.
Beginner.
It's a beginner is, I think, the, is it how difficult is the course? So that is one more thing. So when I read beginner, is
19 lessons. Link learn more.
So here, if you see 19 lessons, so
beginner,
I think here you should put difficulty colon beginner or whatever is it.
19 link learn more.
Learn more.
Link Lifter LMS Quick Start Course.
So that could be with screen reader text.
19 beginner.
To just clarify what beginner
means. Yes.
Arthur Wells, Graphic Arthur, Heading Level 2, Link Lifter LMS Quick Start, Link Featured Link Technology.
So it is in featured and technology, this one. But again, categories, the word category featured and technology is missing.
Link Graphic Lifter LMS, Link Featured Link Technology. Heading Level 2.
To give you the context of
link,
what those categories
link.
Are.
Yeah, normally, earlier in, I think in blog post still on WordPress, we have something called category and tags. So we differentiate both the category and tag by saying category and tag on the post
before
post type. Yeah.
Yeah. I think structurally it seems like technically everything here is correct, but
yes.
There could be some things that make it a little more clear for user. Just is that right?
Yeah.
Technology Lifter LMS Quick Start. Learn more. Lifter LMS Quick Start course link.
Oh, this is also very good. So learn more and it reads the title. So
So that's awesome. So
yes.
Do you want to, I had looked at before, I don't know if these all have the exact same lessons, but the commercial real estate, do you just want to go into that one?
Okay.
Lifter LM financial independent lift biz college planning link head elements list C commercial real estate investing 29 of 100 filter by activate move to button court commercial real link real estate graphic Arthur Wells Arthur Well advanced 13 lessons.
Okay.
Commercial real estate link. Commercial real estate. Real estate link.
You know, one
commercial real estate investing graphic link
that I'm noticing here link. As you do this, and tell me what
commercial
you think
real
about
estate
this,
investing. My academy busy banner.
Is those hat were list items with multiple different links in them, and I wonder if it would be less noisy if that content was wrapped in a single link. That would mean that maybe the categories couldn't also be linked to the category archive. So it's a question of whether that functionality is actually necessary. And I don't know if you have any way to get like data off. Do people actually, right? Because it's not on your website. Do people actually click on the categories to try to go to the category archive? Or is that more just informational, in which case it doesn't need to be linked, you know?
The category archive, generally, I think it's in the
link skip
menu here.
Banner landmark navigate community submenu courses sub expanded list with link budgeting link insurance link real estate.
This is where we are seeing all this category, which is so one thing I don't understand is what is the difference between the category which you see here or versus the membership, the bundled courses. So that will be one thing. So if there are five courses under budgeting, I think that will be bundled under budgeting. That is my expectation.
I think that's correct.
That's correct.
That
yes.
Works. Yeah.
Yeah. So those will be the categories. So like if I have a course on ARIA, let's just say I'll come to accessibility on WCAG, we have three courses. We create a category called WCAG and put it under them so that people understand all these courses come under WCAG.
Yeah, I guess my point was I just don't know if you actually need to link to it from the archive. If you, I know
It
you don't
is
have control over
noisy.
whether
Yeah,
they're putting it in
it
their
is
NAS.
noisy for me. If I have controlled a checkbox or something, I remove it from there because all I need is who is the author, what is the difficulty level, how many lessons, and a call for action that takes me to the course page.
So, do you want to explore this course page just a little bit and then give us some general impressions of it?
Out of list,
Yeah, one
main
minute.
landmark commercial real estate investing heading level one.
So I'm doing this discovery with headings right now. Let's see.
Course information heading level three, about the instructor heading level three, a la carte course heading level four, course with membership heading level four, introduction heading level three, course welcome heading level five, instructional content heading level three.
So if I see all these headings are
Lesson with quiz heading level five link.
broken. So
Link skip main le course information heading level three. Commercial real estate and course information heading level three.
H2 is missing after H1.
About the instructor heading level three. A la carte course heading level four. Course with membership heading level four. Introduction heading level three. Course with membership heading level free. Member pricing.
So it was confusing for me already because the way the structure is there,
Introduction heading level three.
I think this is part of the lessons.
Link complimentary landmark one of one. Link heading level five course welcome. Link complimentary landmark one of one. Link clickable zero. Heading level three instructional content. Course welcome heading level five link.
So, Kim
Introduction
or
heading level
Chris,
three.
have you heard of the headings map browser extension? I'll put a link to it in the chat. You can, that's the GitHub, but there's links there for either Firefox or Chrome, whatever browser you use. That will allow you to output the outline. And I don't know.
Oh, perfect. I use Wave
Are
right now.
you.
I don't know if you guys like that one, but.
Wave is helpful. This literally gives you like a tree view of all the headings on the page. That's all it does, but it's super handy and it'll flag if you skip heading levels. Are you all, or is the plugin outputting hard-coded heading levels, or is this something that would be controlled if these are like, I don't know if these are blocks inserted into a page?
What you're navigating here are hard-coded into the plugin. I'll s add that there's a PR with fixes to some of this and also some removal of headings that don't actually apply. I know that that's not part of this testing, but I'm taking that note to just revisit it and use your tool. I think some of these that are landmarks don't really need to be
Yeah, I have seen
headings in
complimentary landmark.
So
Some don't feel too
usually,
strong.
yeah,
That's
I
one of
think
them.
like the course. Or sorry, that would be, I'm going to try and do this. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that would be the lesson under the section where like course welcome, that's a heading, but it probably doesn't actually need to be a heading because there's no sub content.
Correct. And I will double check, but I believe those are, that's one that I removed. I also removed the heading usage in the pricing table above, which also seemed incorrect. I think there's a tendency to use heading levels as a developer because you think that they create some kind of font relationship, and that's just a big no-no and something to undo if you're a developer and you're like, oh, the font's bigger now. I put it in a heading tag. No. Yep. You gotta use classes.
A way around that if you want it to match is you can, when you set up your styles for your headings, you could also have a class like .h2, .h3, and that have the same styles. And then you could make it whatever with a class, like it could be an H3 with a class of H2, and then it would style it like an H2, even though semantically it needs to be an H3.
Pro tip, that's a
So.
good one.
This episode of Accessibility Craft is sponsored by Equalized Digital Accessibility Checker, the WordPress plugin that helps you find accessibility problems before you hit publish. Thousands of businesses, nonprofits, universities, and government agencies around the world trust Accessibility Checker to help their teams find, fix, and prevent accessibility problems on an ongoing basis. New to accessibility? Equalized Digital Accessibility Checker is here to teach you every step of the way. Whether you're a content creator or a developer, our detailed documentation guides you through fixing accessibility issues. Never lose track of accessibility again with real-time scans each time you save, powerful reports inside the WordPress dashboard, and a front-end view to help you track down hard-to-find issues. Scan unlimited posts and pages with Accessibility Checker free. Upgrade to Accessibility Checker Pro to scan your website in bulk, whether it has 10 pages or 10,000. Download Accessibility Checker today at equalizedigital.com/accessibility-checker. Use coupon code ACCESSIBILITYCRAFT to save 10% on any plan.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you noticed on this page, Raga?
So there are multiple complementary landmarks. I think all those landmarks should be removed. And
link skip main landmark commercial posted in difficulty link advanced.
So difficulty is advanced. Okay.
This is a short description. Dolorosit Emmett, Magna Aliqua, heading level 3 course information, advanced. Categories, link real estate. Graphic Arthur Wells. Arthur Wells, instructor. Heading level 3 about the instructor. Heading level 3 about the instructor, an expert, others in his heading level 4 a la carte course. $500.
Okay, this is price.
Link enroll.
Okay.
So
heading level 4 course with membership.
What that's, do you, I'm not sure. Are you catching that that section is, I think, related courses? Or is that to actually $500. Take this course?
No, I think this is a la carte course four. And you pay $500 to take this course.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I was not, that was confusing to me when I first came here. I was,
yeah,
like,
because
are these
I would have seen
courses?
The price. Yeah, I would have seen the word price, but
$500. Link enroll. Heading level 4 course with membership. Free.
Course with membership free.
Member pricing. List with one item bullet link academy.
Okay, so you need to buy the academy pricing. So this is also, see, something is confusing here for some from the user experience standpoint.
List out of list member pricing.
What is member pricing? Like, you know, you become a member for academy and then this is free for you. I know that whole wordings should be there.
List with one item bullet link academy.
And this is inside a list. If it is just one, it doesn't need a list.
Out of list link enroll. Heading level
That's
3
where
introduction.
Things get hard, but you almost need conditional logic that recognizes whether or not the user of the has only put one item. And if they have only put one item, then don't output it in a list. But if they have multiple, then output it in the list.
Yeah.
Link enroll.
Yeah, and enroll is, again, I think you go to the checkout page.
Heading level 3 introduction. Link complimentary landmark.
So those are those are ambiguous, okay, because there's two enrolls, but they go to different places, maybe? Yes.
Yeah.
So they would need to have screen reader text.
Screen reader text only, yes.
Link heading level 5 course welcome. Link clickable 0. Heading level 3 instructional content. Link complimentary. Link heading level 5 lesson with quiz. Link clickable 0.
I think these are all lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Lessons right. Under this course. So there should be one heading and these should be inside the list.
Link heading level 5 lesson quiz.
So inside the section.
You remove the headings.
And then the lessons that are below the, so like there's an introduction heading. I think that would stay and there'd be one lesson under that. And then there's an instructional content and that has, I'm going to call it 8. I haven't counted.
Complimentary landmark, one of one course. Welcome
those
heading
could
level,
probably be in a list, I think, so that you'd get the feedback that there's 8 of them under that.
Yeah. Okay.
Complimentary landmark, 1 of 10 lesson with quiz heading level 5 clickable 0 link.
Okay.
Complimentary landmark, 2 of 10 lesson with assignment heading level 5 clickable 0 link.
Okay, so under this first lesson, there are all these three, the quiz, the assignment, and all?
There are, so I guess there is 10.
Complimentary
so
landmark, 3 of 10 lesson with achievement badge heading level 5. Complimentary landmark, 4 of 10 lesson with video content heading level 5 clickable 0 link.
I thought all these are individual lessons, or?
Complimentary landmark, 5 of 10 lesson with audio content heading level 5.
So if they're all individual lessons without a module, then they are supposed to be inside a list. Generally, the module will be the heading. The lesson should be list items inside it.
So it wouldn't be in the list with a nested list. You would do heading. We call them sections, but modules is great too. Section of course is the heading, and then a single list for the sections lessons. We just wouldn't get the count of total lessons in the course unless we added screen reader text for that. Sighted people don't also get that total lessons in course unless only on that course catalog view.
Mm-hmm. So a screen reader user, if it's in a list, they're going to already hear the like item 1 of 10. So visually, you're outputting this, and it's saying complimentary landmark because it's inside an aside tag, the HTML tag. So that's what he was saying. The complimentary landmark is kind of noisy, so it actually would be better not to use that aside tag. That, so if these are in a list, then having the 1 of 10, 2 of 10, 3 of 10 is helpful for sighted people, but it would be repetitive for a screen reader user. So I would almost put ARIA hidden, tell me if I'm wrong, Raga, on that visual text, because if it's in a list, they're going to hear that because of the list HTML. So they wouldn't also need text, if that makes sense. So that'd be like the visual text for sighted zero. People, but you'd hide it for screen.
Link
readers.
Heading level 5 lesson with video content. Link clickable 0. Link complimentary landmark 5 of 10.
What do you think the clickable is? Out.
Link clickable 0.
I think that is a JavaScript. Some JavaScript that is not properly handled. That's why the clickable things come up.
You're correct. It's a favoriting. And when you're not logged in, it would read out a number. But that's all it would currently do. That needs screen reader text to say 0 or 2 favorites or something like that. So it's just
okay.
Not obvious so at all right now.
It should be a button.
Yes, it should be a button when you're not logged in, or
it could be a disabled button when you're not logged in if you can't use it.
So and then use it would ARIA be a disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Use ARIA disabled instead of disabled attribute, because if you use ARIA disabled, you can get it into tab focus and still, you know, two students favorited it and it says disabled. Only when you can log in, you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would add some sort of ARIA label, that's more meaningful on what the number even means. Because they can't tell it's a heart, if that makes sense.
Link clickable 0.
I never even realized that there's a heart on the favorite icon there.
Link complimentary landmark 5 of 10.
So yeah, you, as you said, 5 of 10, instead of ARIA hidden, role presentation, does it work? So if that works, that I use that, because we also need to look how the divs and spans are for this entire block is set up, because ARIA hidden generally hides everything under the DOM tree.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, which I don't know if you can interact with this, but if you're logged out and you hover over these, there is a visible tooltip that says you must enroll in this course to access course content. And it's no longer linked over to the post. But I don't think you're getting that in any way.
Clickable 0 link.
Is this one?
Can you follow that link? And does it do anything for you?
It generally should take me to that page and say, you know, you should enroll.
Does it do it?
Commercial real estate investing. My Academy Mozilla Firefox. Complimentary landmark 7 of 10. Complimentary landmark 6 of 10.
I don't
lesson
think it
text
is doing
images,
any.
Total favorites for this lesson link focus linked. Commercial real estate investing. My Academy. Complimentary lesson with text images. Total favorites for this lesson link focus linked. Link heading level 5 lesson with text images.
1 minute.
Element 7 of 6 of 10 lesson with text images 023 of 63 level 0. Commercial real estate investing. My Academy Mozilla Firefox. Commercial real estate investing. My Academy document. Link heading level 5 lesson with text images. Link skipped. Main landmark commercial real estate course information heading about the instruct a la carte course
no,
heading
it
level
does,
course
it doesn't.
With membership introduction heading level 3 course welcome heading level 5.
It doesn't.
Hold on. Yeah, so
no
what
next
it
heading
looks
at level
like
one.
It's doing is you all have removed the href when they're logged out. So it still has an A tag when I inspect this, but there's no href going to the post single. So that's why it's reading as a link, but he can't actually follow it or do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
So what might be better is still having the link to the single, but using, you know, content restriction if they follow the link.
Or, you know, open a dialog and say that, you know, you need to enroll for this course.
Yeah, like a browser dialogue.
Going to other page again, you need to come back.
Yeah, so there's that issue, right, that there's text here that a sighted person can see, but a screen reader can't engage with on the in needing to enroll. So do you want to go ahead and try and enroll?
Okay.
Is there a, we can, yeah, use the a la carte. I think there's a, we can use Skip Stripe.
Enroll 14 of real estate 13.
Right?
Enroll 14. Okay. Commercial real estate investing. My Academy Mozilla Firefox. Link heading level 5 course welcome. Enroll link. Busy. Visited. Purchase. My Academy busy. Banner landmark link My Academy. Navigation out of list visited link. Main landmark email address. Clickable email ad. Heading level 4 billing information. Link skip. Main landmark purchase heading level 1. Already have an account? Heading level 4 billing info. Already have an account? Link click here to login. Click here to login link. Email address star edit required invalid entry has auto confirm email at password star confirm password star edit protected required invalid first name star edit, last name click here to enter your code link last name click list with three items $500 terms a la carte course term five out of list have a coupon link click here to enter your code okay. Heading level four payment details list with three items radio button checked
so I think clickable you'll need to submit the whole form but you can use fake information
radio button yeah. Powered by Stripe testing documentation link powered by Stripe graphic visited link. Credit or debit card radio button checked 1 of 3. Powered by Stripe. Secure card payment input frame frame. Credit or credit.
Pay, I want to see secure. The errors.
PayPal acceptance mark. Privacy policy. Buy now button. Email address star edit required invalid entry has auto complete blank.
Yeah, there seem to be no errors.
Confirm email address star edit required invalid entry has auto complete blank.
So what you did, just to confirm, is you submitted nothing. And you hit buy now because you wanted to see, would it say you have forgotten to fill out all these fields?
Yes.
Yeah. So what would be good? Gravity Forms is actually a really good example to look at this on their validation summary.
Yes.
Where you submit Gravity it Forms. And it puts right up at the top all a list of all the fields that were missed in a really obvious error. I think that the errors here, it's not super obvious even from a sighted perspective.
Yeah, but you know, required fields are marked up and I see the labels are also there. The only thing is errors are missing. And Gravity Forms, the way Gravity Forms have done it, it will be great. I want to see if they have autocomplete.
Email address star edit required in menu. Inspect Q2. Purchase My Academy level 12. Level 13 less input ID equals email address class equals LLMS field input data match equals email address confirm name equals email address required equals required type equals email new attribute greater event draggable 2 of 2.
So there's no autocomplete. According to WCAG, we have to use the autocomplete attributes for the personally identifiable fields. And those autocomplete attributes are missing from this entire form also.
Are you familiar like, with those, Kristen?
I just added them in PM Pro. Yeah, and they also help people using like 1Password and things like that. So the email and the password fields, we can. And what do you guys do? You guys do like the spell check thing too, or we don't need to do that?
So there, in HTML 5.2, there are about 53 autocomplete tokens that are defined. So wherever you collect personally identifiable data, like, you know, name, email address, house address, phone numbers, those things need to have the autocomplete, the specified autocomplete.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to have spell check from an accessibility standpoint.
No, you don't.
Yeah, just the things I put in the link for everyone, just in case anyone watching is interested, what the specific attributes are that you'd want to have autocomplete on. All right, do you want to fill out the form?
Yes.
Confirm email address star edit required invalid entry R H A V A 111 at gmail.com rugva111@gmail.com select confirm email password star edit protected required invalid and star two star
right.
Star
pause
medium.
For 1 minute Raga.
This is great. The password is great.
Yeah, hold on before we do the password. Kim and Chris, you may have noticed this. He tried to paste his email address in to save himself time typing. Raga, it did not say this to you, but it filled in, it put text in that field that just says copying is not allowed. So your paste did not work.
Okay. Confirm email address start.
But he doesn't, I mean, he might have known that when he tried to submit the form. It might have given him an error that the emails didn't match. I'm not sure. But you actually don't ever want to block a user from being able to paste into a form field.
Yes.
Even in that, because they could paste an error, right? But they could also be pasting out of some other place where they keep things that make it easy for them with their assistive technology to get through faster. So ideally, we don't want to block pasting. So you'll need to retype that, yeah. Raga.
@gmail.com Password star edit protected required selected. Meet blank. Star. Too short. Star. Medium.
I think only too short medium doesn't help. It should say more than that. You know, password is too short. Use uppercase, lowercase, or whatever the criteria that needs to be met.
Confirm password star edit. Star, mismatch.
I don't actually know this. Is it correct for it just to be reading star because the password is not visible? Or yes, should it be telling you so you know what key you pressed?
No, it does not.
Okay.
From security standpoint, I feel this is the right thing. Unless and until, you know, assistive technology provides that option.
Okay.
First name star edit required in RHAVA. Last name star PI. Click here to enter your code link. List. Credit or debit card radio button checked 1 of 3. PayPal radio manual radio button checked 3 of 3.
I chose manual.
Click a secure card payment input frame.
Oh.
You can do Stripe.
Credit or debit card expiration date edit has auto complete. Credit or debit card number powered by Stripe graphic. Credit or debit card radio button checked 1 of 3.
So if I press down arrow from here.
PayPal radio button checked 2 of 3.
If I press down arrow again.
Manual radio button checked 3 of 3.
And I press down arrow.
Secure card payment input frame document.
From manual, if I press down arrow and it should ideally go back to the credit card area, but focus. Okay, I think it moved to the credit card and my focus immediately jumped to the credit card field.
The number instead of, you're expecting it to stay on the radio field?
Yes, it is supposed to be on the radio field.
Okay. So the credit card number you can use.
By Stripe graphic credit or debit card radio. Out of list, have a coupon. Link heading level 4 payment details.
And payment details is not, there's no field set and legend used for the payment details.
Are you guys familiar with that? The field set?
Credit or debit card.
It doesn't group these elements, yeah.
It may be outside of our control, but it may not be. This is an embedded Stripe element.
Oh, I think he's talking about the list of three options.
Yes,
that should be in a field set because they're all related to each other. And then the legend tag would be wrapped around payment details, that heading. So the
probably the same of the other form sections as well. We're not in a field set, but could have been, or were they?
So I think the only ones that have to be in a field set normally would be radio fields and checkboxes.
Yes.
Because that's how you know that they're in a group. Yeah.
Manual radio button check 3 of 3.
So the credit card numbers, Raga,
it's just
42424 over and over again.
Number lock on. Number lock off. Number lock on. 42424 42424242.
I think that's good.
/2 selected. Blank. 04/2.
That's supposed to be a month and a year. So I think if you put another 4 end.
Blank. Alert, your card's expiration date is in the past.
But that's expired.
Invalid entry. 4.
How did I move to the expiration date?
It automatically went.
Card's expiration
as you're typing.
Credit or debit card expiration date edit invalid entry blank. Credit or debit card number edit has auto complete selected 4200 and blank. Oh, 4,200.
It's moving my focus automatically. Okay, and this is also not good.
Four. Credit or debit card.
That comes from Stripe, I think.
Yeah.
So just give it any month and year in the future.
Okay.
And it's a two-digit month and a two-digit year.
Eight. Dash. Zero. Alert, your card's expiration year is in the past. Eight. Invalid entry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Eight. Zero. Two. Right. Alert, your card's expiration year is two. Four. Credit or debit card CVC/CVV edit has auto complete CVC blank.
So what this can be any three-digit number.
One, two, three. Zip edit has auto complete blank.
Does this have to be a US zip?
Just five numbers for the test.
Yeah, just five. Just type any five numbers.
One, two, three, four, five. PayPal radio button not checked. Two of three.
Why did I go to PayPal now?
Secure card payment input frame. Document. Zip edit has auto complete 12,345.
So
I press tab from here.
PayPal radio button not checked. Two of three.
I think that this would actually be easier for a screen reader user if you weren't nesting the Stripe inside that group. So have the how do you want to pay question and then show whatever is necessary, like the Stripe fields or if there's some other payment thing below it, instead of trying to nest it in, because I think that's why he's getting confused.
Oh, okay. So first,
the credit card
the
fields,
Stripe, and then the credit card fields, and then the PayPal link button. Correct.
Well, what I was saying is because the PayPal. Do you want to pay with Stripe? Do you want to pay with PayPal? Do you want to pay manually? Are related. I think what's confusing is that it's putting the Stripe credit fields below that. Now you're back to, do you want to pay with PayPal, even though you've already filled in all your credit card information? Mm-hmm. So I think that should be above the Stripe credit card fields.
I know, but that makes sense. Website and for other purpose, your purse list with three items, pay manually via duck check.
Yeah, buy so now, I think button. You can buy now.
Alert, save password for mylifter site.com. Username edit rugva111 at gmail. Content info landmark heading level 2. Navigation 2. Alert, save password. Password. Show path. Save button. Not now but. Purchase. myacademy.vel at arku. Vel dolor dicta. Heading level 2. Call to action heading. Link skip to main landmark purchase heading level 1. List with one item. There is an issue with your chosen password. Out of list. Already have an account? Link click here to login.
It's just this issue with your chosen password.
So you might
heading
have
level 4. Billing information. Clickable email. Email address. Confirm email address. Password star edit protected required. Select blank. Star. Mismatch. Star. Confirm path. Miss blank. Star. Strong. First name star edit required. Buy now button.
But you have to maybe not.
Have to re-enter credit card details.
That's what I was just wondering. But it's reloading now. Oh, nope.
Investing. My academy. Banner landmark. Link skip to main landmark commercial real estate investing heading level 1.
Me to the...
Okay. And there actually posted was a visual message that came in that said
alert.
Six. Yeah. It slid in from the side and it was basically like a success message, like you're enrolled in the course. So,
the screen reader doesn't pick that up. It's just those pop-ups, the slide-ins. No. We call those notifications. Mm-hmm. So they're outside the view, it sounds like.
So you can do that within Aria Live region. I'll put a link to Mozilla Developer Docs for that.
Yeah, either Aria Live or Role Alert, because those are more of alerts. Not alert, yeah. Aria Live should be good. Role status.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to go look at one of the courses now? I think you should be able to go to one now that you're logged in.
Introduction heading, course welcome heading, instructional content, complimentary landmark 1 of 10 lesson with quiz heading level 5, complimentary landmark 2 of 10 lesson with assignment heading level, complimentary landmark 1 of 1 course welcome heading level. Visited, course welcome, my academy busy, clickable, course welcome. Links, main landmark course welcome heading level 1, back to, clickable add, back to, visited link commercial real estate investing. Clickable add favorite for this lesson 0. Welcome lesson frame clickable dialogue. Dialogue. Button play.
Why dialogue. Did it say dialogue?
Dialogue. Out of frame clickable add favorite for this lesson. Welcome lesson dialogue. Button play. Button mute. Volume. Menu button. Button transcript. Menu button. Button full
I'm
blank.
Blank.
Out of frame button mark complete. Navigation. Visited link heading level 5. Commercial real estate invest. Link heading level 6 next lesson. Link heading level 5 lesson with quiz. Back to course heading level 6. Next lesson heading level 6 lesson with quiz link. Complimentary landmark 1 of 1 course welcome heading level 5. Complimentary landmark 1 of 10 lesson with quiz heading level 5 clickable add favorite for this lesson 0 link. Complimentary landmark 2 of 10 lesson with assignment heading level 5 clickable add favorite. Complimentary landmark 1 of 10 lesson with quiz heading level 5 clickable add favorite for this lesson 0 link. Complimentary landmark 1 of 1 course welcome heading level 5 clickable add favorite for this lesson 0 visited link.
I think that add favorite for this lesson should be removed from here. It's so confusing.
In the list of lessons.
In the
like
link,
you'd only
yeah.
want to add a favorite when you're actually on a lesson. Is that what you're saying?
If I read this slowly, I'll slow this.
Rate 85. Course welcome total favorites for this lesson link focused visited linked.
Okay, if I do shift tab now.
Navigation landmark next lesson heading level 6 lesson with quiz link.
I'm doing tab now.
Complimentary landmark 1 of 1 course welcome heading level 5 clickable add favorite for this lesson 0 visited link.
If I press tab again.
Complimentary landmark 1 of 10 lesson with quiz heading level 5 clickable add favorite for this lesson 0 link.
I think those two anchors are in the same.
So what it is, I think you'd be able to add favorite for every individual one of these lessons. But I think this maybe is a worthwhile UX discussion is, would people actually add a favorite of a video they'd never watched before?
No,
and
I'm
if
thinking
the answer is
if
no,
I click
then
this,
maybe
it goes to that lesson. That is my understanding.
There is also a favorites heart. Although I don't know if you can,
but it should not read in the same. It should not be in the same anchor.
Complimentary landmark 2 of 10 lesson with assignment heading level 5 clickable add favorite for this lesson 0 link.
Yeah, it should be outside of the link to the lesson, is what you're saying.
Yes.
I'm logged in. Should these be interactive right now?
Chris, you mean the buttons, the favorite
the
buttons
to favorite them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can be interactive because what happens after I go through a few lessons, if all these lessons are coming below the end of the course or just before I'm finishing the course, I can favorite which lessons I liked from there just by, going to the button using the shortcut key B and favorite those lessons or something. And then, close it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chris was saying something.
Go ahead, Chris.
I was just saying there's like kind of two sides. There's the, I want to favorite this lesson above the video. And then on the right, if there was a lot of activity in this course, you could see which lessons were the most popular in case you wanted to jump to that one next. Like, oh, lesson 7 has 57 favorites. Maybe I'll go to that one next. That's
so these are public. These are not just for the individual user.
Correct.
Okay. So I
it'll
think
it'll be work, though, to make them read as you've favorited this separate of count of total favorites. And that's not in this because there's nothing favorited in this outline yet. But just on my mind, it's gonna have to say like your favorite, you favorited this lesson, and so did 30 other people, or however we want to read that out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that that's broken up at all currently. So it's just another note.
My understanding was like when I do favorite of my lessons, I can see them somewhere. These are your favorites.
That's true. You can from mm-hmm. There's a student dashboard that shows your favorited lesson list. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to go? So I think what you were hearing before, there's the video is an iframe. Below that, there's a way where you can mark it complete, like once you've watched the video, and then it will show
I'm
you
going there.
Track your progress. Do you want to mark it complete?
Mark complete button focus. Clickable banner. My Academy visited link.
Okay. Did it shift?
Skip to content link.
Okay. It refreshed the page.
Main landmark lesson with quiz heading level 1.
Oh, it moved me to the next lesson.
And it did show. So this is the same thing. However you're building those slide-ins, you want to have Aria live. And now you have a progress bar, and I'm wondering if you want to...
Banner landmark link dashboard.
See
main
how
landmark
that
heading level 1 lesson with quiz. Back to clickable add favorite for this lesson 0. Quiz lesson frame clickable dialogue. Dialogue. Button play. Button mute volume. Menu button. Menu button full screen. Blank. Out of frame link take quiz. Navigation landmark visited link heading level 6 previous lesson. Visited link heading level 5 course welcome. Link heading level 5 lesson with 7.69%. Heading level 3 introduction. Visited link complimentary land heading 7.69%.
It is a progress, 7.69%.
Mm-hmm. So that might be useful to have screen reader text.
Navigation
like
landmark
course
link
progress heading. Or something like that.
Yes. So I would have preferred it over here.
Next lesson heading level, course welcome heading level 5 visited link. Previous lesson heading level, lesson with quiz heading level 1.
I think before this heading level 1 or somewhere, you know, course progress. Or after this heading, it will be easy. Because this is the second lesson, and below this, the course progress colon 7.5.
Back to visited link commercial reel.
Over here, when you go back to
order. Clickable add favorite for this lesson 0. Quiz lesson frame clickable dialogue. Mm-hmm. Out of frame clickable add favorite for this lesson 0.
I think this one. Is this a button, Venetians? Add favorite for this.
So that's what I was trying to ask before, because at least me, when I'm logged in with the admin user, I can't actually use any of these buttons to favorite anything.
You
and
might
I don't
not
know
be
if
enrolled
he's...
in the course.
Oh, okay. Maybe Raga can.
Okay, but they're not clickable.
Commercial real estate quiz lesson frame clickable play button. Commercial real estate investing.
I'm not able to tap to that favorite button.
Quiz less dialogue out of frame.
I think
clickable
it's because it's a div. So I would look at, yeah, that should ideally.
Lesson 0.
Oh, you just did it.
Yeah, but still it says 0. I forced it with screen reader.
Back to clickable add favorite for this lesson 1.
Now it changed to 1. It's a div.
Yeah, so that ought to be a button, and I think a toggle button, because it's going to be favorited or not favorited.
Yes, it is a toggle button. So you have to use here a button with aria pressed as a, you know, state.
I will put a link to that as well.
Quiz lesson frame clickable play button. Progress bars. Click volume. CC/sub. Transcript. Settings. Full screen button. Take quiz link. Navigation
so
landmark. Previous lesson. Next lesson. Complimentary landmark. 1 of 1 course. Welcome.
And you know we have previous and next as headings.
Introduction heading level 3. Navigation landmark lesson with assignment heading level 5 link. Next lesson heading level 6 link. Course welcome heading level 5
visited. Yeah,
those
probably don't need to be headings, right?
Yeah.
Previous lesson heading level 6 visited link.
Does the course that you completed tell you that you've marked it complete in that sidebar after where you are, where it has the list of all the courses or lessons?
I'm going
course,
there.
Next lesson with assignment heading level 5 link. Introduction heading level 3.
Introduction.
Visited link complimentary landmark 1 of 1. Visited link heading level 5 course welcome. Visited link clickable add favorite for this lesson 0.
Yeah.
Heading level 3 instructional content. Visited link complimentary landmark 1 of 10. Visited link heading level 5 lesson with quiz.
No, it did not.
Yeah, so visually you've checked that off, but there needs to be some way to tell a screen reader user that it's complete.
Complete, yes.
Mm-hmm. Which could just be screen reader text that you add on like after the name, like course welcome completed.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
I think already the course welcome is there over here.
Heading level 3 instructional content. Visited link clickable add favorite for this. Visited link heading level 5 course welcome.
I think below this, just course lesson completed is text is sufficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So before we go to the back end, would it be helpful to have him look at like any of the quizzes, or is there anything else that you would want him to look at on the front end as a user?
One of the main things that would be that's pretty central is the student dashboard, like their account page.
Can you tell us where he can find
skip
that
banner, on navigation
here?
Blog link courses Courses submenu.
Membership link. Groups link. It's the button in the nav on the far right. It's kind of behind the take notes button. Community submenu button
collapsed. Contact link. Dashboard link. Main landmark commercial real estate. Banner landmark.
Dashboard, I think.
Main landmark. Clickable content info landmark list with five. Out of list link skip to content. Dashboard, main landmark dashboard heading level 1, navigation landmark list with 14 items visited link dashboard, link my profile, link my courses, link my grades.
Okay.
Link my memberships. Link my achievements. Link my notes. Link my favorites. Link notifications. Link edit account. Link redeem a voucher. Link order history. Link sign out. Out of list heading level 2 dashboard, heading level 3 my courses, list with 1 item visited link graphic commercial real estate investing. 7.69%.
Yeah.
Link real estate.
Picture says 7.69%. Course complete.
Heading level 2 visited link commercial real estate investing. Graphic Arthur Wells. Arthur Wells advanced 13 lessons. Status enrolled. Enrolled June 18th, 2024. Visited link learn more. Visited link. Out of list. List with 1 item visited link commercial real estate investing. Visited link learn more. Visited link commercial out of list link view all my courses right arrow. Heading level 3 my achievements. You do not have any achievements yet.
Oh, these,
enroll in a course to get
all
started.
All these are in-page links?
Links, main landmark, navigation, my courses link, my grades link.
So...
Dashboard, my academy, dashboard, yeah, my academy busy. Banner landmark visited link my academy, navigation. Main landmark
no,
dashboard,
not necessarily.
Link my profile, link my courses.
They go to yeah, other
they are,
pages.
They are in-page links.
I think it depends on which one you click on.
Okay.
So that, I put a comment, that navigation menu, if you can just add an ARIA label to it that names it like user dashboard or something for the navigation, just to distinguish it.
My grades heading, content info landmark, main land table with 3 rows and 4 columns okay. out of table, dashboard heading level.
Okay.
Yeah, some of them do just go to sections on the page, but some of them go to other pages.
Yes, I see that. I see that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if. Yeah, so you're on the grades right now. This has a table.
Table with 3 rows, row 2, link commercial real estate, row 3 course column 1 through 2, progress column 3 through 4 clickable sort, combo box collapsed enrollment date, most recent, button update. Edge of table, course column 1 through 2, row 2 progress column 3 7.69%, row 1 progress, row 2 7.69%, enrollment date column 2 June 18th, progress column 3 7.69%. Row 3 progress column 3 through 4 clickable sort, combo box collapsed, course column 1 through 2. Progress column 3 through 4 clickable sort, combo box collapsed enrollment date, most recent, button update.
I did not understand what. What did
this
it?
Would be, might be slightly more clear if you, it might be worth looking at this dashboard again if you go. If you were to log out of this user and click the link that logs you in as the admin user that I sent you in Slack, because mm-hmm. this same page has a lot of courses on it if you log in as that user.
Out of table content info landmark list with 5
items. Okay.
You want to grab that link?
Element skip to content L. Lorem ipsum L.
Where is logout?
Oh, it's sign out.
Skip S.
It's sign out 24. There
dashboard.
You go.
My Academy Mozilla Firefox. Link GitHub. Main landmark.
This Amber is an Hunt. That's
experience
an interesting thing.
Sample content. Visited link. User login. In terms of the experience, I have not looked at. Think that you out of message Monday. Clickable message https://equalizedigital.mylifter site. Busy. About blank. Dashboard My Academy WordPress. Busy. Main menu navigation landmark link skip to main content. Main landmark
so you're
clickable,
logged in now.
Clickable move up button unavailable move lifter LMS quick
the front end.
Move down button move lifter LMS quick links box down.
Okay, I should go to now which page?
If you go back to the front end of the website, what real okay. quick I want to ask you, would you HTTPS. Think to look for sign out or would you always look for log out when
log
you're
out.
Searching to be able to log out?
Log out. Very rarely I
it's
look
it's like
for
a
sign
weird
out.
Language thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look for sign in and or, you know, and then log out. And rather than sign up, I look for register.
I think eventually he'd explore and figure it out.
WP.
But a lot of times,
blank at w.com slash OM w w blank slash blank collapsed dashboard my academy WordPress document busy button move down my academy expert speaker author coach busy clickable toolbar navigation menu item collapsed about WordPress main landmark create generational wealth head banner land navigation so, community sub menu dashboard. Button collapsed community groups memberships link
it's the Elements other direction
list, dashboard yeah. My academy expert speaker author about WordPress collapsed 1 of 5.
And then you were on the my grades.
Dashboard. Elements list M. My profile M. My courses 13 of 67. My grades. My grade. Dashboard. My Academy Mozilla Firefox. Toolbar navigation landmark. Out of menu main landmark table with 12 rows and 4. Out of table heading level 2 my grades.
Okay.
Table with 12. Column 2 enrollment date. Column 1 course. Column 2 enrollment date. Column 3 progress. Column 4 grade. Edge of table. Column 3 progress. Column edge of table. Out of table with 12 rows and 4 columns. Row 2 link young retirement. Enrollment date column 2 May 26th, 2023. Progress column 3 0%. Grade column 4. Edge of table. Row 3. Progress column 3 7.69%. Enrollment date column 2 May 26th, 2023. Course column 1. Row 4 link enrollment date column 2 May 26th. Progress column 3 0%. Grade column 4. Row 5 33%. Progress column 30%.
Raga, how does this table sound to you?
It is good, but it doesn't have row headers. It has column headers. When I do from here, let's just say.
Progress grade column 433%.
If I press Alt Control up arrow from here.
Row 4.
It doesn't read the course name for me.
Row 3. Row 2. Row 1 grade.
It's ideally supposed to read the course name.
Row 2 0%.
And then read this percentage.
Row 3 7.69%.
If you give even TH for this.
Edge of table.
This
link
data
commercial
sets.
Real estate. Edge of table. Row 4 link emergency budget.
Then it will read that.
So a TH tag with a scope of row for your first column. And then mm-hmm. all the headers would be a TH tag with a scope of COL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it had what you were encountering before was there's a sort drop down.
Yeah,
below
I need to go
row 8 link investing for retirement. Row 9 link life and row 10 link. Row 11 link enrollment date. Row 12 edge of table. Out of list progress column 3 through edge of table. Clickable sort. Combo box collapsed in course column 1 through 2 navigation landmark list with 3 items. Current page 1 link 2 link next.
Why did it go?
Row 11 course column 1 money preservation link. Enrollment date column 2 May 26th, 2023. Progress column 3 0%. Grade column 4. Edge of table. Edge of table, row 12 course column 1 through 2 navigation landmark list with 3 items current page 1, link 2. Link next. Out of list progress column 3 through 4 clickable sort, combo box collapsed enrollment date, most recent, button update. Row 12 enrollment date, oldest. Course title, AZ. Course title, Z8. Course enrollment date, most recent. Row 12 course column 1 through 2 navigation landmark list with 3 items next link. Row 12 progress column 3 through 4. Sort, combo box enrollment date, most.
So.
Are you able to sort it by course title?
I'll do.
Enrollment date, course title, AZ.
Is it refreshing the page or is it dynamic?
There is actually an update button.
Okay.
Update button. Dashboard, My Academy Busy, Toolbar Navigation, Main Landmark Table with 12 rows and 4 columns, Row 12 Progress Column 3 through 4 Sort, Combo Box Collapsed Course Title, AZ.
So did that work okay for you?
Why the sort is at the end? Why is it not something that I can choose about the table? Because until I go through the table, I don't even know this option is there.
Out of main landmark
table. The table also doesn't say, you know, the table is caption should either say, you know, this is a migrates table sorted from A to C.
So you'd want to have a caption or which may or may not
hint.
Be visible indicating how it's currently being sorted. And then when the mm-hmm. page reloads after you sort, you would know that your sort worked.
Yes.
Okay.
Row 12 progress column 3
grade column, what value you would expect spoken in an empty column? It's not speaking anything, I don't think, but it obviously.
Yeah, we understand it is an empty data cell.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't have to say like no grade.
Yeah, the dash.
Ungraded.
Yeah. Sometimes we put screen reader text in ours and we'll either say like not applicable, not provided, not available, depending on the context of the table. Like you could say no grade or something. But I think it's not technically a failure to have it be empty.
No, because the previous, if you see the previous progress, it is 0%. So by looking at the previous data set, I already know that there will be no data in this one.
No, I mean, there are some where there's a percentage of progress, but there's no grade yet. So, but anything else specifically about the dashboard you want us to look at?
Yeah.
Course column 1 through 2 navigation landmark list with 3 items next link.
I think
so clicking on next, what happens?
I think that is it. This, oh no, it's going to change. It's like a pagination link for your table.
Okay.
I thought it sounded okay.
Okay, so this should say page, I think.
You like go to page 11 2.
Course column 1 investment
yeah.
for retirement. Row 12 course column 1 through 2 navigation landmark list with 3 items to link.
I think they should say next grades or next.
Next courses or grades, yeah.
I think next course grades or something.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Chris?
I was just going to say if, I don't know how much time we have, but it would be really cool to see like taking one quiz question on the front end, if possible. That's not on the dashboard, but when we're done here, that might be cool to see.
Yeah. What course would be good to go to for a quiz?
They all have.
Do they all have quizzes? They all have one. Do you want to pick any course and go to it, Raga?
Yeah.
Out of list, Bannerland, community submenu.
There'll be a lesson named lesson with a quiz.
Technology link.
Yeah.
Technology, MyAcad, clickable, list with crypto apps visited link, learn more, money apps graphic, learn more. Crypto bar navigation land. Main landmark, about the introduction, course welcome heading level 5 link. Instructional content, lesson with quiz heading level 5 link.
No, this one's 100% complete. Will that mean that the quiz menu. Is too?
Main landmark lesson with quiz heading level crypto apps it. Quiz lesson frame clickable play button progress bar slide clickable volume use up cease transcript settings menu button collapse full screen take quiz link.
Take quiz.
Visited lesson with quiz my academy busy clickable toolbar navigation landmark menu item main landmark lesson with quiz heading level 1 return to lesson visited link. Combo box select an attempt collapsed. Attempt number 2 to 100%. Pass. Lesson with
quiz. Oh, it auto submits.
I think this one was already taken. So you're getting a slightly different experience because it's showing you what you got previously. So you might want to go to a different course.
Okay.
Clickable to banner landmark navigation land expand list with 6 items technology budgeting link. Budgeting, my academy.
Anyone click with 0%
emergency budgeting link heading.
Yeah, that emergency one would be fine, I think.
Clickable course about a course introduction course welcome heading level instructional content heading level lesson with quiz heading lesson with quiz my academy busy toolbar nav main navigate course welcome heading next complimentary take quiz less take quiz link lesson with toolbar navigation landmark main landmark lesson with quiz return to lesson visited link start quiz button.
Okay.
Complimentary start quiz button.
Start quiz.
Okay, so it loaded something, which you can't see. So we want to make sure that it announces something.
Yes.
Something else that I noticed, and feel free to weigh in. Hold on, before you do that, the quizzes have a time limit. And there's a countdown timer.
Mm-hmm.
So from...
I should be notified before I start even the quiz.
Mm-hmm. That there's a time limit.
Yes.
And
how many questions? What is the time limit?
And I think
if it is a person with disability, they need an accommodation.
So
to extend.
That may or may not be something that you would do, but if you're creating documentation for your course creators, you would want to guide them on if they use this setting where there's a time limit and they should provide some sort of like in their accessibility statement or somewhere in their footer or their information for users. If you need an accommodation that allows you more time, then here's how you would request one or how we can do that. Because there is actually a requirement that users have to have control over time limits if needed.
Yes.
So,
but the previous screen before even beginning the quiz could say, this is a timed quiz. You will be given 30 minutes to complete. There are 12 questions, and that just benefits anyone that decides to click that button.
Yes.
For sure.
But that's more like, I don't think that's your plugin. That's like education for people writing content for their quizzes, right? Yeah.
Do link you complimentary landmark 3 of 10. Toolbar navigate main landmark lesson with quiz. Next question button. Complimentary landmark 1 of 1 course welcome heading level 5 clickable 0 link. Next quest list with 3 items clickable C. Clickable B.
Oh, these are radio buttons. They're not operable. I can't use. They don't have role. They're all divs.
Clickable A. Out of list heading level 3, which is the Lifter LMS logo? 27 minutes and 38 seconds. Time remaining. Heading level 1 lesson with quiz.
Yeah.
Time remaining. 20. Heading left list with 3 items. Clickable B. Clickable C.
There should be radio buttons.
Not saying anything.
Yeah.
Is that actually coded as a radio or it's...
No, it is div, I think.
Clickable B.
Sometimes, you know, when you
file,
disable...
edit, sub, view, sub, menu, toolbars, sidebars, zoom, sub, page, style, menu, basic page, style, no style, check, menu, main landmark, complete, no next radio button.
No, it is not there.
File, edit, view, sub, tool, side, zoom, sub, page, style, menu, basic page, checked, yeah. Lesson with quiz, button, next question, list with 3 items, so, clickable, see.
So I would recommend, because I clicked on a different one and I found one where it's an example of where it's asking people to put things in the right order. So it's a drag and drop, which that definitely is going to have issues for screen reader or keyboard only users, sighted ones as well. So it might be worth going through your quizzes and making sure that they all function with the keyboard and that you can tab to them. Use arrow keys to go between options and like radios or checkboxes and be able to engage with all of them without a mouse. And then things that are draggable would have buttons with arrows up and down so that they could like move it up. If you can envision like in Gutenberg in the block editor, you can click the arrow and it will move it. You don't have to drag it. So
yeah,
about
it's called
that,
move up. With keyboard, you have move up, move down.
So.
Yeah, screen reader speaks it out.
So I think probably this needs a little bit more investigation. I don't know if we have enough time to go through like all of your quiz options, but that's what I would say on first glance. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you want to go to the back end and check out building
navigation to H equal digital mylib /coms/OM/Q. Quiz /blank double P admin /selected collapsed lesson 6:57 a.m.
So we have about 15 minutes left with our captioner.
Lesson with
is
quiz,
it
quiz.
Most
stay on
useful
page button.
To browser, get are you information page
stay, leave
on
page,
like
lesson.
The courses and lessons, or where do you think would be most helpful for you all right now?
In the back end, you're asking?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fundamental thing is to create a course. So I'd probably start there.
Okay. So you can go to courses and then add course.
Main left, clickable move up, move down button, move lifter LM. Skip to make C, categories, tags 11, C, comments 18, C, courses, add course 38 of 130. Dashboard My Academy WordPress Mozilla Firefox. Dashboard My Academy WordPress document busy. Button move down. Main menu navigation. Out of list, no next edit field. Link skip to main content. No next edit, main landmark clickable dashboard heading level, clickable heading clickable level 2 lifter LMS quick links. Main land, heading level 1, add new course. Heading level 1, add new course. Heading level 1, add new course. Heading level 1, add new course.
Did my page did not load?
Heading level 1, add new main landmark.
There okay. We go.
Add title edit focused multi-line, double C A G caps lock on, O caps lock V I E R V I E W overview, O blank, O V E R V I E W overview, spelling error W C A G O blank, empty block, start writing or type forward slash to choose a block, document editable type slash to choose a block.
I think we need to go to the settings side.
Yeah, let's pause for a minute.
Out of the main land.
I don't know. So where you are right now is Gutenberg.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that is not them. So I don't know if it makes sense to go through the Gutenberg. However,
no, I'll go to the course.
Editor top settings.
Well,
top,
if you, there's a meta box.
Pressed expanded.
This is the lifter LMS.
No, you're in the right place. It's just there's a meta box below where you would type course information called course collapse. Options.
And it'd be good to look at the block
there. Start writing that's going to be coming from the plugin.
Okay.
Block, paragraph, document, clickable, edit, multi-line, clickable, course information.
Yeah, I see the course information.
Editor content, T.
No, you're still in.
Edit focused multi-line. This is a sample course information. Course information. This is a sample out of edit clickable heading level 3 course instructor. Clickable edit multi-line clickable. This is a sample course spelling error information. Course out of edit block. Paragraph document editable. This is a sample course out of document clickable edit multi-line clickable. This is a sample course spelling error information. Course information.
Oh, come on.
There's an H. Edit multi. There's an H2 called course options. And this is why the block editor can be really difficult for screen reader users. That's not you all or your plugin. That is just block editor.
No next edit field. Block, paragraph, clickable, edit, multi-line, clickable. This is a set out of edit clickable heading level 3 course instructor. Graphic Arthur Wells. Arthur, an expert in his, others in his, clickable, no access plans found. Clickable 50%. Clickable button continue.
So I entered data in the meta box. Is it not visible?
Still further down, I think.
Yeah, it's further down beyond where you are.
Button, add new button. Out of region editor footer region block breadcrumb course button. Editor publish region open publish panel button collapsed. Editor content region clickable edit multi-line clickable. This is a sample course spelling error information. Course information. Out of edit block. Paragraph document editable. This is a clickable course instructor heading level 3.
I see course instructor.
Clickable course options heading clickable level 2.
Course options.
Access plans heading clickable level 2.
Course button expanded toggle panel, course options, navigation landmark list with 7 items, clickable sales page, clickable general.
Yeah, but they're not coming. All those are clickable, not checkbox or radio buttons.
Clickable restrictions.
And actually clickable what reviews. They visually are tabs. So they're coded like a list. So those need to have
tabs.
Basically BB tab press. Semantics. I'll get a link for that.
Clickable ninja
so
forms.
So they're not interactive right now. He wouldn't be able to
out of
go
list
to
list with one item
tabs.
Clickable sales page content. Customize the content
to, force it,
to visitors
but...
and students who are not combo box collapsed clickable display default course content display default course content. Display default course content combo box display default course content display default course content focused collapsed. Out of list heading clickable level 2 access plans. Button expanded toggle panel, access plans. Clickable access plans define the payment option. No access plans exist for your course. Button add new button unavailable. Clickable heading clickable level. Button add new button unavailable save. Clickable heading clickable level 2 student management.
So,
button expanded toggle panel, student management.
Are you? Are you able to, for example, there's a list item called restrictions.
I can go there.
Management. See if you
access
can go there and trigger
no
force
access,
a trigger on
head,
it.
List customize clickable sales page out of list clickable ninja form clickable reviews clickable restrictions.
Are you able to force it?
Clickable add title edit multi-line clickable spelling error double out of region editor content access plans heading clickable level button expanded clickable access plans define the payment opt no access button add new button unavailable save.
No, I couldn't.
Clickable heading, clickable level 2 student management. Accept course options heading, button expanded, navigation, clickable general, clickable restrictions.
Okay.
I tried.
So yeah. you have, it just didn't. It didn't tell you, but you did trigger it. Raga is a very advanced screen reader user. Most users would be done. They wouldn't know how to even force it to do that. What it did was there's more options available now, which you may be able to get to if we wanted to just look at some of the fields. So there's an input, for example, for content restricted message.
List with six items. Content restricted message edit has auto without enrolling for this message will be displayed when non-enrolled visitors attempt to access content restricted message edit has auto complete. You must enroll in this course to access course content.
Okay.
Clickable enable enrollment period. Set registration start and end dates for this course. Clickable enable clickable. Set reg clickable. Clickable enable course time period. Set start and end date.
So
selected range.
Can you explain
no, I'm not
a
able
second
to
when
access.
when you hear clickable, what mm-hmm. that means? And what we would actually want to hear.
Set start and end dates for this course. Clickable enable course time period.
I think that is a checkbox. That you enable it and it enables you to choose a start and end date. Mm-hmm. When this course will start and when this course will end. So if I click
N-A.
Now I have enabled it, if I'm not wrong.
Set start and end dates for this course.
Yes.
Selected range. Clickable.
This is a mm-hmm. date picker, supposed to be a date picker. This is not accessible.
Clickable course start date. Clickable. Clickable course start. Edit has auto complete. Clickable course. Clickable. Selected range. Clickable.
So what is selected range? This is confusing. Why there is a selector?
Clickable. Edit has auto complete. Clickable course end date. Edit has auto complete. Clickable course opens message. This message will be displayed to short codes like Lifterom's course info ID equals 4,408.
So what I think for the toggles is it would be the same thing we talked about. It would be a button and it could be a checkbox, like he said, or it could be a button with ARIA pressed that would indicate if it's been toggled on or not. So it would go between true and false on ARIA pressed. And then the date picker is pretty challenging. If you can, it would be good
settings
to have that be more of an input. Do you have a good example, Raga, of
out of region
a date field that you can type in or use a date picker?
Yeah, there's one on whatsock.com.
On
I can
website?
Navigation toolbar G. Oh, collapsed.
Is
Google document busy.
Access one.
Clickable date accessible date pickers roundup.
Either use input type date or
clickable related articles accessible. Rogvent HD way area link. Accessible calendar widgets link. Sure enough, my friend Dennis from list with 14 items. ARIA date picker link. 2 link accessible date picker by Adina Halter. ARIA date picker link.
I think this one.
Yeah, let me grab. I'll see if I can grab that link to your
ARIA date pickers. Apex 4X technical.
Yeah, this one is very good.
Navigation toolbar.
Folder. Could you throw that in the chat if you're in?
Notifications. No new notify. NVDA. Zoom. 2. Zoom. Screen sharing meeting controls. Screen sharing meeting. Webinar chat window. Input chat text type message here. Edit blank.
You got it?
Mm hmm. Yep, it went.
Okay.
Thank you.
Stop
date pickers
video.
Are challenging.
Zoom window.
I think it
Return
would be good to make it more clear, maybe that you can also just type a date in that field. And then people could use the date picker or they could just type the date. So I think
input type date is improved more, the HTML date. It's now supported in Mac also.
Mm-hmm. What is really good is all of your fields are labeled. Sometimes we do this and like none of the fields have any names at all.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
been really good. I think I would look at like the buttons, like if I'm thinking broadly an overall pattern, I know you're already working on the heading levels and you're aware of that, but I would definitely look at your buttons and make sure that everything is a button and that if it's like a toggle button, then it's labeled that way. And then those tabs would be really helpful. And I suspect there might be other tabs. Like if you, I haven't looked at your settings pages, but if you have custom setting pages that don't just use WordPress styles, you might have sort of the same issues on those, I suspect. So we kind of need to wrap up. I hope this was helpful, but do you have any final questions for Raga or anything that we can answer for you?
Well, first, I just want to say thank you, Raga. That was a great tour, and I learned a ton watching you navigate that. So thank you.
Thank you.
I guess my main question is, creating a learning management system is more complex than writing a blog post. So when, as with a complex platform, how do we think about that? Like, because there's just so many settings, so many options, so many builders. I guess we just have to find all those things. Like, what's the rule for buttons? I guess, have you guys done stuff with WooCommerce? You probably have. Like, that's a complex tool. What can we learn from what you've done with helping complex platforms improve?
Yeah, so I think it is hard when you have a lot, you know, like we even saw, like building your course, right? There's the whole creating everything and using the block editor to shape it. And then there's a lot of different fields that people have to fill in. So I think sometimes having almost, and maybe if this was the first time setting it up, do you have like a wizard that walks people through creating their first course the very first time? Because there's that might be helpful if you don't have one of those.
There's a course builder we didn't look at that, like, you know, is kind of helps you build the syllabus and stuff, but like
where you connect lessons into the courses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and can add videos to them and stuff like that. But it's a complex wizard in its own.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts, Raga, about how to make for like screen reader users more it easier to do really complex things like building courses or products?
So one of the LMS plugin that I'm using is Sensei, and it is the only reason. See, creating courses is where you use Gutenberg, it becomes easy. But here I see only same pattern, the radio buttons, checkboxes, and button patterns. I think it's more of, you know, creating the design system for your LMS. And just because yesterday when I looked first time at a Lifter LMS, and the front end and the features that you have has got me thinking, maybe I need to move some of my courses there. <All right. laughs> So, because, you know, like you have to stitch so many things when you're using another plugin, and I have everything here. I think it's just, you need to fix only a few things for someone like me to just move most of the work there and import, export. Because it's only a few things. As I said, the radio buttons, your all forms are very good. So you need error messages there. In your quiz, if you use checkboxes or radio buttons. So most of these patterns are already out there. So
I know I've looked before, and you have like a course that's like basically how to build, where people can go through that to learn how to use Lifter.
Yeah.
So one thing I would look at on that, if you're trying to figure out how can you make it easier for people with disabilities, I would look at that course, and maybe you've done this already, but if not, you might consider making sure when you're doing videos and you're talking about how to use Lifter that you're verbally describing. So instead of being like, you know, go here and click add new, you'd say go to the courses page and click add course, or like, you know, below the field, you need to go through every tab in the course options meta box, right? Like being really specific, because I think having good documentation is a really good way to onboard users with disabilities to a complex plugin, because they may be more reliant on the documentation than perhaps a user who's sighted and can just kind of muddle around for a while until they learn the plugin, if that makes sense.
I agree. So when I do something, what we do is we read the documentation once, and then I have a virtual assistant, and my virtual assistant, when she doesn't find something and she goes and finds it from the documentation, she does the things for me. So it becomes easy because we keep always documentation ready, and more than videos, I prefer text because it's easy to read with screen reader much faster. Text documentation, or you know, jump using search, control F, and to the area that we need exactly.
Yeah, so making sure you have transcripts for all your videos, mm-hmm. if you have them, those kinds of things. Yeah, so
super helpful. Cool. Thank you.
I think like course creation is hard to like understand when you onboard to a new plugin or platform, and this gets me thinking about a way to help both people with and who aren't using accommodations, like fast create a course. Like, what does that look like? Is that, you know, just typing the outline in a text area with dashes, or what does that look like to get your content kind of laid out there? And even that Raga, that page you were in, it had like pre-filled content, but that's not obvious when you say add new course. And our expectation as WordPress users is add new page, it's an empty page. Add new post, it's an empty page. We put stuff there that we think you'd be remiss if you forgot to put an access plan on your course content. Is there a way that we can tell people that there's pre-fill content, or have some kind of interface that's add new course with pre-fill content, add new empty course page or something like that? Because I think that was tripping you up. You were like, who's course outline? Who's Arthur Wells? You know?
So if there are multiple authors, you know, you'll give it a drop-down combo box. Choose one author from it, like how you choose it from the post. There are multiple authors on a blog. So those are very intuitive for us. Someone who's been, you know, in the blogging space, we expect familiarity, where even if it is a course LMS like this, because you choose one of the course instructor is a drop-down. Okay, choose one course instructor. Then you have the sales page. So in my view, the sales content is nothing but the content that I put on the page. But I think there might be some call to action buttons that are specific to Lifter LMS here. So what are they exactly?
I think pre-filling content like you did can be useful. I know that was a big thing with the NASA website, is they have a lot of like templates that you can click off the dashboard and it will create an outline of a blog post, and then they just have to go edit the content instead of blank.
Yes.
I think what might be helpful on that main courses archive is having a, like, instead of just add course that does that, like maybe there's like start blank or start from a template, like two different buttons that then, or links, they'd technically be links, I guess, that go to the add new page and either fill it in or don't. And that might give then people the expectation of there's going to be things filled in that I can then just edit without. That might be a way to communicate that. The other way is like the browser dialogues, like he mentioned at one point, just use a browser dialogue. Those can be really helpful, and those work very well with assistive technology. So it could open the add new, and there could be a dialogue that's like, we've pre-filled some content to make this, you know, easier. And maybe it's only on the first time they do it or something, I don't know, right? To make this easier for you, if you don't want this, you can select all and delete, right? Mm-hmm. Or something like that. So
nice. I like that.
Yeah. We need to wrap up, but thank you everybody who tuned in and stayed till the end, because I know we went a little bit long tonight. And Kim and Chris, feel free to reach out to us if you have any follow-up questions. I'm in Post Status. Raga, are you in Post Status? I don't remember.
No.
No, you're not. Okay. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you if they want to follow up with you?
My email address or LinkedIn is easier, much easier, faster.
LinkedIn.
So Raghavendra Satish Perry on LinkedIn.
Yeah. And I'll put my email address in chat.
Okay. All right. And if anyone wants to check out Lifter or see it, it's just lifterlms.com.
And we have a free plugin, and also the demo site that we were using today. We host those. You can actually buy one for $1 for 30 days if you just want to play around with an existing site, just like Raga was doing today. We have those set up for test drives.
That's great. Well, thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
Have
really
a good
appreciate
evening,
it.
Everyone.
Thank you.
I put my email address in chat.
Perfect.
Got it. Yep, it's there. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Accessibility Craft. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe in your podcast app to get notified when future episodes release. You can find Accessibility Craft on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And if building accessibility awareness is important to you, please consider rating Accessibility Craft 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Accessibility Craft is produced by Equalize Digital and hosted by Amber Hines, Chris Hines, and Steve Jones. Steve Jones composed our theme music. Learn how we help make thousands of WordPress websites more accessible at equalizedigital.com.